Welcome to the third quarter 2014 Fannie Mae Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Economics at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts the survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with insights on the Q3 2014 Fannie Mae Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey results.
Fannie Mae recently released its third quarter of the Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey. And this is a relatively new product for Fannie Mae. We just started surveying lenders in 2014. And this is our third quarter release. We started with the release in the second quarter. And one of the key findings in the second quarter was the easing of credit standards, primarily from larger lenders. And we're continuing to see that in Q3. However, it is changing a bit. And what's changing is in Q1 and Q2, the easing of credit standards was primarily focused on GSE eligible loans. Now that easing of credit standards is shifting a bit, and it's shifting to non-GSE eligible loans into government loans. And in Q2, we also saw in a special topic analysis looking at QM, we saw that larger lenders, more than the other lenders, were focused on doing non-QM loans, non-GSE eligible loans. And so this easing of credit standards on the part of large lenders for non-GSE eligible and government loans seems to make sense. It seems to be that they've shifted their focus in the easing onto these other products, which are potential growth areas. We're also seeing in Q3 diminished expectation for demands looking forward over the next 3 months. The results are something we need to understand better. As I said at the start, this is a new survey. We don't know the seasonality aspects of the survey. You would expect, looking into the fall and winter, consumer demand to diminish. We do, in the question we pose to lenders, say taking account of seasonal effects. But we still need to understand that better. And over time, as we continue to do the survey, we'll understand seasonality better. But we are seeing a sharp fall off in consumer demand looking forward in the next 3 months on the part of lenders.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Estimates, forecasts, and other views expressed in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and may change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. The Economic and Strategic Research Group does not guarantee that the information in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or underlying information could produce materially different results. The views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group speak only as of the date indicated, and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.